So I then spent 6 months in France, which was lovely, but not terribly successful in that although I love France, I'm not good at languages, and I don't think I learned very much French, but it was quite fun. And then it was a question of what on earth should I do? And I'm afraid it was a question of a choice. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I had friends who could help me to get jobs, and one was in publishing, and another one was in Sotheby's, the auction house. And I almost chose it with a penny, I think, really, flicking a coin. And the result was I went up for an interview at Sotheby's, and this was in 1965, and I joined Sotheby's as a learner porter, which meant that I was that I was a porter, that I was doing jobs, having to get there early. Well, it seemed early. 8:30 isn't really early, is it? But it was earlier than everyone else, and getting the rooms ready for the sales that day, and moving stuff about, and doing various odd jobs. And the idea was that you'd have 2 years as a learner porter, and during those 2 years you would probably get into a department. And I did very quickly get into a department which was antiquities, which was dealing with ancient things from all the various civilizations. And that was wonderful for me. I absolutely loved it, and I loved Sotheby's with a lot of young people, and I got on with them very well. I should say that the diabetes was always in the background because it was still. I mean, the era blood test was light years ahead, and we were still very much with clinitest. And as you know, big changes and working our long hours and doing new things really affect your diabetes. So I did have quite bad times when I was blue and I needed sugar. But I was very lucky. I've often been lucky in life, and there was a very nice young man my age who'd been at Sherborne with me and knew I was a diabetic. And when he saw me sitting in a corner looking pale, he would tell me to eat sugar, which I did. And so, I got through that. But anyway, it was at that period of time that I began, probably with the help of the GP, to go to the Middlesex. And to be looked after by Dr. Nabarro, who was such a wonderful man. I mean, he was a sort